From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Rival U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are stumping for all the votes they can get. Both candidates are making multiple appearances across the nation Saturday as Tuesday's election day draws near, with polls showing a nearly equal amount of support for each candidate. Trump was making appearances in North Carolina, Florida, Colorado, and Nevada. His campaign said he would also make a stop in Minnesota, a traditionally Democratic state in which he is trailing Clinton by just a few points. In Wilmington, North Carolina, the Republican candidate told supporters his love for the country spurred his decision to run.
And you know, I used to be on the other side of things, in case you didn't know. And I led a very nice life. But I also love our country. And this was an easy decision.
Speaking in a torrential downpour in Florida, Hillary Clinton said that she will be the president that the country needs.
I want to be the president for everybody. Everybody who agrees with me, people who don't agree with me, people who vote for me, people who don't vote for me.
Clinton will make an appearance Saturday night in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with pop singer Katy Perry. With just 3 days of campaigning left before most Americans cast their ballots, polls are showing a tightening race between Clinton and Trump. The U.S. military says this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the city of Kunduz killed 33 civilians, half of them children. Two U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were killed before the airstrikes. This is VOA News.